Well, hello, radio friends, and once again, this is Minor Hawk introducing you to another Voice of the Gospel radio broadcast. And I'm so grateful today for this lovely radio station here in southwestern Wisconsin for giving me this opportunity and privilege of presenting a simple gospel message to those of you who are listening in today. Let us ask God's blessing on the program. Our God and Father, we pray thy blessing today upon thy word about to go forth and claim thy promise that thy word shall not return void. May thy Holy Spirit bring both conviction and conversion to the hearts and souls of any who are tuned our way today who have never been saved or born again. May it be so for the name of thy Son, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, today I'd like to direct your attention to three separate portions of the Word of God. The first is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now the second scripture is found in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, and we'll read verse 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now for the fourth and final scripture, in John's Gospel, chapter 3, and the last verse of that chapter, verse 36. John 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And the Lord will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. Now, friends, in the three scriptures we've read together today, we have three most important facts brought quite vividly before us, yes, by the Holy Spirit of God. First of all, we read about the Word of God. Secondly, the love of God. And finally, the wrath of God. Yes, the Word of God, the love of God, and the wrath of God. In our first scripture, Hebrews 4 and 12, we read that the Word of God is quick, it's alive, and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart. Sinner friend, that's one of the strongest statements found in the entire Word of God. It brings before us the quickening power of the Word of God when controlled by the Holy Spirit, and it brings such deep conviction that it cuts down deep into the very marrow of our bones. And when it does, it reveals to us the thoughts and intents of an evil heart. You know, friends, I've met a lot of people who claim to be Christians, and yet they've never experienced the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God. And friend, there can be no conversion without conviction. That's the trouble with the world of professing Christendom today. We've got a lot of people in the churches today who claim to be saved, yet they can't remember ever having been convicted of the fact that they were lost, that they were depraved in God's sight, and that they were headed for the lake of fire. Well, friend, if you claim to be a child of God today, and you can't remember being convicted by the Spirit and Word of God, well, regardless of who you are and where you are, you're lost. You're lost. You're still a child of wrath, a child of disobedience, and a child of the devil. And according to the infallible Word of God, you're only a heartbeat from the place that Jesus Christ called hell. And friends, it must bring a stench to the nostrils of God to see his creatures trying to grow in grace before they've been born into his family. You know, the word gospel means good news or glad tidings. But friends, it's only good news when you realize the bad news. The bad news is you're lost. You're perishing. You're on the broad road going down to hell. The good news is you don't have to go there if you place your faith and trust in Christ. You know, the Word of God tells us in the same John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 3, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So that's it, friend. Let God be true and every man a liar. The Word of God says that we are all born in sin and chastened in iniquity. And if we ever expect to see the kingdom of God, we must be born again. Now that leads us to the probable question, well, how is a person born again? Friends, listen to the Word of God. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, here's what we read. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now you'll notice, my friends, that the Word of God doesn't say that you're born again when you've been baptized or when you join a church. Oh, no. God says that we're born again by the incorruptible Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And sinner friend, if you ever expect to be born into the family of God, you'll have to believe what the Word of God says about you as a sinner and what the same Word of God says about Jesus Christ being your Savior. Now, I hope that's clear. We're born physically into our mother and dad's family as sinners, and we can't do anything to please God, regardless of how virtuous and religious we may be. But friend, when the Holy Spirit of God uses the Word of God to show us our ruined condition in God's sight, then and only then can we trust Jesus Christ as our own and personal Savior. Yes, that's when we're born again. That's when we're converted. That's when we become partakers of the divine nature. And thank God, that's when we become children of God. And as children, through our feeding on the milk of the Word of God, we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, it's all by faith. In Hebrews 11 and 6, we read that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And how can we please God? Well, over there in Romans 10 and 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's the reason I quote so much scripture on this Voice of the Gospel program. I want you to know what God says. He's the one with whom we have to deal. Now, perhaps someone's thinking, well, what if I don't pay any attention to the Word of God? What if I just ignore the Bible and don't give heed to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, sinner friend, you can be sure of one thing. God doesn't leave us in the dark as to the alternative of heeding His Word. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, the Lord Jesus Christ declares, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Now that's a solemn thought, sinner friend. And if you were to turn to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, you would read of the great white throne judgment, and it's there that the Word of God will rise up in judgment against the Christ rejecter. And you'll be judged according to what you've done with the Word of God, and especially what you've done with the expressed Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, for the next few minutes, let's take a look at our second scripture today, Romans 5 and 8. There we read, But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, how I thank God today for the truth of this scripture. Just to think that even though I was a rebel creature in God's sight, and even though I had trampled underfoot the Son of God time and time again, and even though I knowingly resisted the many pleadings of the Spirit of God, yet God commended His love towards me, and that while I was yet in my sins, Christ died for me. Oh, sinner friend, if you could only know the real joy of sin forgiven, if you could know the peace of God which I have within my heart and soul today, yes, if you could realize, even in the slightest degree, the great price which was paid for your soul's redemption. Friend, God loves you today. Yes, He loved you long before your eyes met the light of day. Over in 1 John 4 and 10, here's what we read. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Again in John chapter 3 and verse 16, we hear those most memorable words by the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, I wonder if there's a whosoever listening in today, a whosoever who will acknowledge his sin, repent of his sin, and trust Jesus Christ as his Savior. Well, friend, the love of God is still being offered to you today. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ came all the way from heaven's heights and glory just to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood so that you might be redeemed and brought and bought back to God. Yes, He was the just one dying for you and I, the unjust, that He might bring us back to His Father God. Friend, the Word of God tells us that the love of God was manifested in the Lamb of God. Yes, Jesus Christ was made sin for you and I, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And sinner friend out in Radio Land today, if you'll trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ, you'll immediately be a possessor of eternal life. You'll be saved. You'll be born again. You'll be a child of God. And you'll be assured of heaven as though you were already there, and all because of the love of God. Yes, the immeasurable and incomprehensible love of Almighty God, which was manifested in the death of His dearly well-beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, friend, I plead with you today. I plead with you to take God at His word. Acknowledge that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died, and in simple childlike faith, trust Jesus Christ with your soul. Yes, friend, this may be the last day of God's grace. This might be the first time you've heard the gospel, and then again it may be the last. And that leads us to the third scripture we read today, John 3:36. The whole world is found in this verse of scripture. This is John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Well, I'm sure that scripture verse is very clear. The Word of God says that the sinner who rejects the love of God will soon know the terrible wrath of God. And friend, the wrath of God simply means hell with all of its terrible torment, and that throughout the countless ages of all eternity. You know, a lot of so-called Christians don't mind hearing about the love of God, but they think it's terrible for a preacher to mention the wrath of God. Well, of course, these people who feel this way were never saved at all. They've been deluded by the enemy of their soul, the devil. Listen, sinner friend, God is a just, a righteous, and holy God. He must punish sin, either on the part of the sinner or in the sinner's substitute, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And friend, if a sinner does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is his Savior, then the sinner himself must be punished for his own sins. It's just that simple. And furthermore, the Word of God makes it quite clear that the alternative to trusting Christ is not only spiritual death or outer darkness or separation from God, but let's get it down to the clear, concise, and easily understood terms. Sinner friend, the alternative is a burning hell and lake of fire. So turn or burn, it's up to you. The choice is yours. You know, in Job 36:18, we read, "Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke, then a great ransom cannot deliver thee." Friend, would you not be wise today and trust Christ with your soul? What are you depending upon to get to heaven? If it's anything apart from the blood of Christ and his death at Calvary, then friend, I tell you in love for your soul, you're lost and perishing in your sin. So friend, I plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, because if you do, you'll be not only saved for time, but you'll be also saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Let us pray. Father in God, we claim thy promise that thy word shall not return void. May there be those out in radio land even now trusting thy Son as Savior and Lord. We ask it in his name. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. If I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. Address all correspondence to the Voice of the Gospel, P.O. Box 6, McKeesport, P.A., 15134. And now until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.